What do Ross Kemp, James Corden, and Prince Michael of Kent all have in common? Well, I assume they're not part of a really niche Naked Twister tag team, but to find out, you'll have to stay tuned to this week's episode. Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. Welcome to the latest episode of Counting Down the Counties, a podcast where I've got a really long list of UK and Northern Ireland counties, and I'm going down it, highlighting a new county each week. I'll give a little potted history, some fun facts, and some famous names born or living in the county. As always, I'm not a historian, just a lover of history. So if anything is wrong, please let me know and I'll do an update section in a future episode. Honestly. Contact details for the show are at the end of the podcast. This week's county is a land of rolling hills, quaint villages and historic towns. It's a place where time seems to stand still and where the people are as friendly as they come. At least that's what they've written down here. Welcome to Buckinghamshire. Buckinghamshire, sometimes abbreviated as Bucks, is a ceremonial county in southeast England that borders Greater London to the southeast, Berkshire to the south, Oxfordshire to the west, Northamptonshire to the north, Bedfordshire to the northeast, and finally, Hertfordshire to the east. It stretches from the River Thames in the south and the outskirts of London in the southeast, across the ridge of chalk upland known as the Chiltern Hills, then across the fertile Vale of Aylesbury and the low sandy ridge to the valley of the River Ouse in the north. It's got a population of around 808,600 as of 2021, and an area of 1,874 square kilometres, or 724 square miles for my listeners in the US, Myanmar and Liberia. The county town is Aylesbury. It used to be Buckingham, as you'd have assumed, but it's believed that Henry VIII, him again, gave the county town status to Aylesbury as a way to get Thomas Boleyn, father of Henry's second and eventually shorter wife, Anne, on his side. Sneaky bugger. The Buckinghamshire area has a long history, with some places dating back to pre-Roman times. For example, Aylesbury is known to have been inhabited since at least 1500 BCE, and the Icknield Way, which crosses the county, is pre-Roman in origin. This historic county has been in existence since it was a subdivision of the Kingdom of Wessex in the 10th century. It was formed from about 200 communities that could between them fund a castle in Buckingham to defend against the invading Danes. An early example of crowdfunding, it seems. The name Buckinghamshire is Anglo-Saxon in origin and means the district of Bucker's home. Bucker's home refers to Buckingham in the north of the county and is named after an Anglo-Saxon landowner. Roman times. The Roman influence on Buckinghamshire is most widely felt in the Roman roads that cross the county. Watling Street and Akerman Street both cross the county from east to west, though there is thought that these are based on older roads. Roman upcycling was a thing. The Romans also made use of the much older Icknield Way. The first two were important trade routes linking London with other parts of Roman Britain, and the latter was used by the Romans as a line of defence. In 1971, during construction in the Milton Keynes area, a Roman villa was discovered at Bancroft. The villa was excavated over the next 15 years, and in 1977, a mosaic floor from the villa was mounted on a wall overlooking Queen's Court in central Milton Keynes. Bancroft was one of eight large farming estates created 2,000 years ago in the city area. Each estate was centred around a Roman villa. The other villas were located in Milton Keynes Village, Stantonbury, Wimbush, Walton, Dovecote Farm at Shenley Brook End, Bletchley's Sherwood Drive, and Holland Chase. The Romans hightailed it out of the UK in the 5th century. I reckon they left the iron on. Anglo-Saxons. The Anglo-Saxons had a significant impact on Buckinghamshire's culture and history. They introduced new languages, customs, and technologies to the county. They also built a number of important churches, monasteries, and fortifications. One of the most important Anglo-Saxon sites in Buckinghamshire is the town of Aylesbury. Aylesbury was founded by the Anglo-Saxons in the 6th century CE. It quickly became an important centre of trade and commerce. Aylesbury was also the site of a royal palace, which was built by King Offa of Mercia, him of the Dyke fame, in the 8th century CE. Another important site in Buckinghamshire is the village of Bledlow. Bledlow is home to a number of Anglo-Saxon burial mounds. These mounds are the final resting places of some of the most important Anglo-Saxons in Buckinghamshire, or, as many TV historians say, high status. Also, the village of Quandon was a pretty holy place back in the day. Three saints were born there, Osith, Edburga, and Edith. And in the late Anglo-Saxon period, a royal palace was built in Brill. The county was so rich that it even made a note in the Domesday Book. The Anglo-Saxons ruled Buckinghamshire for over 500 years. Their legacy can still be seen today in the county's place names, architecture, and customs. The Normans. The Normans originated from Normandy, a region in northwestern France. They were a mix of Viking and French cultures, and they were known for their military prowess and their skill in building fortifications. They benefited greatly from Buckinghamshire's wealth. William the Conqueror took over most of the manors for himself and his family. His half-brother, Odo, Bishop of Bayeux, also became a major landowner in the county. Many ancient hunting grounds became the king's property, including Burnwood Forest, Waddon Chase, and Prince's Risborough. The king also claimed ownership of all the wild swans in England. The tradition of breeding swans in Buckinghamshire for the king's pleasure later inspired the design of Buckinghamshire County Council's coat of arms. The Normans were kicking around the county for over 300 years. Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution had a profound impact on Buckinghamshire. The arrival of the railway in the early 1800s led to the growth of new industries, such as railway carriage construction and furniture making. The lace industry also grew rapidly in the centre of the county, providing employment for women and children from poorer families. Queen Victoria was once quoted as preferring Buck's lace for her pillows. Ooh. The Industrial Revolution also had a negative impact on Buckinghamshire. The cholera epidemic and agricultural famine of the early to mid-19th century led to widespread poverty and hardship. Many people were forced to leave the county in search of work, and those who remained often struggled to make ends meet. The railway and new industries created new jobs and opportunities, and the county's population grew rapidly. Buckinghamshire also became a popular destination for wealthy landowners. One of the most influential families to arrive in Buckinghamshire during this period was the Rothschilds. They were a wealthy Jewish banking family who had fled persecution in Germany. They settled in Buckinghamshire in the early 1800s and built a number of grand houses, including Waddesdon Manor and Mentmore Towers. The Rothschilds also played a major role in the development of the county's railways and industries. The Industrial Revolution was a time of great change. The county's economy grew rapidly, but it also faced a number of challenges such as poverty, disease, and social unrest. Despite these challenges, Buckinghamshire emerged from the Industrial Revolution a more prosperous and industrialised county. Military history. Buckinghamshire played an important role in the English Civil War. The county was home to a number of battles, including the Battle of Aylesbury in 1642. The battle was short and bloody, and the Royalists won, but it's thought around 500 Royalists and 90 Parliamentarians died. Buckinghamshire was also home to a number of important figures in the Civil War, including Parliamentarian John Hampden and Oliver Cromwell, the Lord Protector, and he of the famous Wart. Throughout the war, Buckinghamshire was mostly parliamentarian, although some pockets of royalism did exist. Some villages to the west of the county, Brill and Borstal, for example, were under constant conflict for the duration. During the First World War, the county was home to a number of military camps and bases, and it was also a major centre for the production of munitions and aircraft parts. These were built at High Wycombe in furniture factories. The county also sent a large number of men, approximately 19,000, to fight in the war. It played an even more significant role in the Second World War. The county was home to a number of RAF bases, and it was also a major centre for the production of aircraft and other war materials. One of the county's major contributions, and one that arguably shortened the war, was that of Bletchley Park, home of the Enigma machine Codebreakers, including the brilliant mathematician Alan Turing. The site is open to the public today and is a recommended visit. After the Second World War, Buckinghamshire's military role declined. However, the county still plays an important role in the British Armed Forces. Buckinghamshire is home to a number of military bases, and it is also a major training centre for the British Army. Post-war years. After the Second World War, Buckinghamshire faced a number of challenges, including the need to rebuild homes and businesses that had been destroyed or damaged during the war, and the need to provide jobs for returning soldiers and civilians. The county also faced a number of social challenges, including the need to deal with the effects of the war on families and communities. Despite these challenges, it made a strong recovery in the post-war years. The county's economy grew rapidly and new industries such as electronics and pharmaceuticals were established. The county's population also grew and new housing estates were built to accommodate the growth. In the post-war years, Buckinghamshire also became a popular tourist destination. The county's many historical attractions, such as Blenheim Palace, birthplace of Winston Churchill, and Waddesdon Manor, attracted visitors from all over the world. Today, Buckinghamshire is a thriving county with a strong economy and a vibrant community. The county is home to a diverse range of people and businesses, and it's a popular destination for both residents and visitors. Buckinghamshire is often seen as a bucolic paradise, straight out of an Edwardian novel. It's no wonder then that the county is colloquially known as Leafy Bucks. Much of the area is designated Greenbelt land, which has made it a popular destination for commuters to London. This has led to an increase in the cost of living, but it's also helped to preserve the country's rural charm. Of course, no place is perfect. There are still pockets of deprivation, particularly in the large towns of Aylesbury and High Wycombe. But overall, the county is a beautiful and desirable place to live. Famous sons and daughters. Actors Sir David Jason, Toby Jones and Ross Kemp, originally from Essex, now living in Bucks. Comedians Al Murray and Katie Brand. Gold medal winning rower Sir Steve Redgrave. Author and lyricist Sir Tim Rice. Prince Michael of Kent. TV personality Jonathan Dimbleby. Oh, and James Corden. Ah, I almost forgot the traditional food dishes unique to Buckinghamshire. Cherry duff. It's a steamed pie made with cherries, sugar, flour and spices. It's often served with custard or ice cream. Side note, when I was in the Navy, any dessert was called duff. I wonder where the name comes from. Anyone know? Next, the awesomely named Bacon Badger. It's a pastry dish made with bacon, potatoes, onion and beef suet, often served with gravy. Stoke and Church Pie. It's a meat pie made with beef, lamb or pork, as well as vegetables such as carrots, onions and celery. Again, it's often served with gravy. And finally, Buckinghamshire Pie. This is a pork pie made with pork shoulder, sage, spices and seasoning. It's often served with mustard. Lush. Well, there you have it. Buckinghamshire. Seems like a nice place. I was born in the neighbouring Bedfordshire, and we always thought people from Buckinghamshire were posh. Saying that, they do have Milton Keynes. Enough said. I really hope you enjoyed this quick historical tour of Buckinghamshire as much as I did researching it. Join me next week where I'll be doing a shallow dive on Cambridgeshire. Excited, as I'm on a new letter of the alphabet. Small things and all that. Until then, if you want to get in touch to pull me up on an error or complain because you're from Milton Keynes, I can be reached on countingdownthecounties@gmail.com or all other social networks as @countingcounties. Take care. I've been Mark Thomas. This was Counting Down the Counties, and I'm off for a bacon badger. This podcast was written, recorded, and produced by Mark Thomas at the studio of South Coast Voices Limited. Find out more at southcoastvoices.co.uk.